Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
What do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of
them. A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
You PTSD!
God damn it! My life has
been!
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol Hill, that lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. Fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You ain't nothing but a pig.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. You get ready now, go cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right.
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat.
On his head with those blue suede shoes.
Knock me down, knock me down, knock me down.
11:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've watched this. I'm reading this VA story about Robert McDonald, and I'm angry, and I've posted a lot of messages. Oh, hello, everybody. This is Bill Apgar. A is an apple, P is a Paul, G is a grapefruit, A is an apple, R is a radio. 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. Due to military sexual trauma, you know. When you want to hear about military sexual trauma, the VA and the media and the White House want to tell you it's some male and female officer getting drunk in some hotel room all the time. You ever hear about my story? But you can go to BillApgar.com and read about it. So tonight's episode, we're discussing the VA's chief backs outside medical care as the new program falters. You know, I'm quite disgusted at this story. By the way, if you'd like to comment, we have a telephone number. 646-716-8912. That is the number to dial. It almost sounded like sex, didn't it? The number 6. 646-716-8912. I did drink some 7-Up, so. Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald said Thursday he was committed to a law making it easier for veterans to get private health care, but he offered few answers for lawmakers who are irritated at the slow effort to put it in place. I'm a perfect example. I've lived 37 miles from a facility. You know, the other place that I go to try to get a dental implant, which they won't give me a dental implant because the dental board and the patient advocacy office, Pines, dreamed up a dental implant board that they put in place this past July. Dr. Martin, who's a nice lady, she got relieved of her duties. Then they brought her back because I bitched and complained. But she had granted me to go see an outside dentist over a year ago. But it got disapproved and it got screwed up by the director of patient advocacy, Ariel Rodriguez, and the administrator of dental, Mr. Bob Goff. And I still can't go because now I got my A1C's got to be below a 7.1. I got to pass a smoking test. I never heard of such bullshit. So I'm not allowed to go to an outside dentist. How come ABC or the Associated Press is not calling me? Gosh damn it. And, if I want to go see an outside massage therapist, because you know the VA does not have massage therapists. Wait a minute. The VA does have Bob, who wants to dress up as Barbara. The VA does have, will pay private first class Manning, who gave away America's secrets. They will pay for him to have a goddamn sex change. But will they fully compensate a disabled veteran who is misdiagnosed on the date of discharge when it should have been PTSD, but was given a misdiagnosis of a personality disorder, which made me and thousands of other disabled veterans miss out on VA benefits for years? And I'm scaring Miss Kitty, and she's in my lap, because I'm screaming, because I'm goddamn tired of it. I'm fed up with this shit. Now here's McDonald. I'm as frustrated as you all are. Bullshit. He told the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee as he explained low enrollment numbers for a program intended to help veterans avoid long waits that have plagued VA facilities. I just told you three of them right there. I'm not allowed to have a dental implant. I'm not allowed to go see an outside dentist. I'm not allowed to see a massage therapist because there's not one. The VA is not going to pay for it. Only 27,000 veterans have made appointments for private medical care since the agency started mailing out choice cards. I got mine. I thought it was like a special thing. You know, like a Harry Potter chocolate bar. You know, I just get so pissed off about this stuff. Only 27,000 veterans have made appointments for private medical care since the agency started mailing out choice cards in November, the VA says. The number is so small compared with 8.6 million cards mailed. There you go. Figure that out. That McDonald wants authority to redirect some of the $10 billion Congress allocated for the program, VA's 970 hospitals and clinics. Now he wants to take the $10 billion. Let me take the $10 billion. I can do what I want to do with $10 billion. I'm going to put a little over here for my friends over here. And I'm going to put a little over here for my friends over here. Now I'm scaring Miss Kitty again in my lap. Republicans and Democrats told McDonald that was a non-starter. Of course, now the Republicans and Democrats are going to say, "Oh, yes, Mr. McDonald, you are wrong. We already gave you money at one time, but we're going to give you, well, hell, we just gave you money for the Clay Hunt suicide prevention bill. You're going to hire more psychiatrists, but you won't listen to Bill Apgar's current VA psychiatrist. She states, her name is Dr. Morales, by the way, she states that Bill Apgar should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge, which means Bill Apgar should have retroactive payback to the time of discharge. And so should many other disabled veterans if they were diagnosed with a personality disorder. But if VA psychiatrist Dr. Morales comes out and says that, she'll be fired. But is anybody calling upon her? No, they're not. So that's what I'm saying. This story, even if the AP writes the story, even if the Republicans and Democrats say, "Mr. McDonald, you're wrong, you did this," I'm not saying Mr. McDonald's a bad guy. Yes, I'm pissed off at him, but he's a human being like everybody else. I mean, yeah, it would really piss me off if it was Bob dressed as Barbara trying to tell me what to do as the VA secretary. I'd jump through the roof like Tom and Jerry in a Tom and Jerry cartoon. I would. Anyway, Republicans and Democrats told McDonald that was a non-starter. Several senators questioned the VA's committee to the program, piece of agency, overhaul in response to a scandal over long wait times for veterans seeking health care and falsified records covering up delays. It's much, 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 much more than falsifying records and covering up delays. Look at this current program. He's supposed to, you know, they sent out 8.6 million cards and only 27,000 veterans signed up to go to outside care. And I'm one of those who are trying to go to outside care and can't. Wow. That should be local news where I live here in Tampa, Florida. But it's gosh damn not. The law allows veterans. Let me check and see if anybody's calling. Nope, nobody's calling. It's just me, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks here of Disabled Veteran Radio talking to a goddamn beach ball. A gosh damn volleyball. Sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord, if I take your name in vain. Sorry. The law allows veterans who have waited more than 30 days for an appointment to get VA paid care from a local doctor. See? More bullshit. It ain't happening. Veterans who live at least 40 miles from a VA hospital or clinic can get private care. And it's not easier to fire VA employees accused of wrongdoing. The concern I have, the VA has been mentality against outside care, Senator Jerry Moran, Representative Candace, has told McDonald. The VA's request to redirect money from the Choice Program to traditional VA care demonstrates a lack of interest in this program, Moran said. McDonald insisted that was not true. Here it is. You're touching me. No, you're not. You're touching me less. No, Dad, she's touching me. No, she's touching me, Dad. Like a brother and sister arguing in a goddamn back seat, you stupid son of a bitches. We are for the choice program. We are for outside care, he said. McDonald promised to improve marketing efforts, and he asked for patience. Patience. Just a little patience, he's asking. Mr. Robert McDonald, VA secretary, who I text 10 times today, and who I asked 3 questions out of 7 in Orlando when you were here October the 2nd, and when I looked over at your tall black security guard, your Secret Service guy, he nodded to me like he agreed with my questions. Those were great questions that I asked that you could not answer. You're asking for patience. Did I ask for patience? That's what I'm saying. Did I ask for patience when 7 sailors threw me to the ground? They were instructed by 2 first classes. A master chief knew about it, said I should have participated. A Lieutenant Wiley, who Captain B. Hayden of the ship USS Abraham Lincoln knows, he says I should have participated. Then we went to Captain's Mass. Captain B. Hayden didn't do a goddamn thing. He gave me an honorable discharge, but gave me a personality disorder. So ask me if I had patience on that. And that's not a goddamn lie. That's a goddamn fact, mother. This is what they want. They want to piss us so much off that they want us to do some kind of whatever kooky thing. You know. Nobody is listening to us. Nobody is listening to the disabled veteran. You want a goddamn whistleblower? Call the disabled veteran. Call upon the disabled veteran. Call upon my VA psychiatrist. You want to find out what's going on, Robert A. McDonald? Dress up like somebody else. Hide your identity. Go in with other disabled veterans like me. I'll take you right in, and you'll see how the son of a bitches treat me, God, for somebody else, and come with me, goddammit, and I will show you how these motherfuckers treat me. Take that challenge. Man. So the VA requested to redirect my... I hate reading this, man. It just makes me mad reading it. The VA's request to redirect money from the CHOICE program to traditional VA care demonstrates the lack of interest in the program, Moran said. Donald insisted it wasn't true. We are for the CHOICE program. We are for outside care, he said. McDonald promised to improve marketing efforts. And he asked for patience. Like I said, yeah, I did. In the early days, he says nothing that the final batch of CHOICE cards was only mailed out in January. The budget requested yet to be submitted formally is intended to ensure flexibility of spending patterns hold true, McDonald said. Senators also pressed McDonald about a quirk in the law that makes it hard for some veterans in rural areas to prove they live at least 40 miles from a VA health site. The government measures the distance as the crow flies rather than by driving miles, leaving thousands of veterans ineligible. Given the clear intent of Congress to reduce barriers to care, it is perplexing that the VA is not using its authority to allow non-VA care for those who face a geographic challenge in accessing care, including long drive times, health conditions that make travel difficult. 42 senators from both parties said Wednesday in a letter to McDonald. The VA has authority to broaden its interpretation of the 40-mile rule, the letter said, and we urge you to rectify. We urge you to rectify the overly narrow definition without delay. McDonald told senators that he's open to changes in the way the 40-mile is interpreted. But listen, here's his curveball. Here comes the curveball. But he and other VA officials stressed that relaxing the rules requirements was likely to result in higher costs for the program. That's his curveball. Ooh, Ed, we're wasting money, he said. We got to You got to listen to what I say. Let me tell you where the $10 billion should go. If he gets me fully compensated, I'll believe in him. If he don't get me fully compensated, and I keep on continuing to read these bullshit goddamn stories, it's going to make me more fucking pissed off every goddamn day. Without a fact. In related development, McDonald said he opposed a plan offered by Veterans Advocacy Group to turn the Veterans Health Administration, the VA's healthcare arm, into a nonprofit corporation. Concerned Veterans for America said its plan would improve the quality and timelessness of healthcare for veterans. The proposal amounted to contracting out a scared mission to care for those who have borne the battle, McDonald said. Reforming VA healthcare cannot be achieved by dismantling it. There's only 248 comments on this story. Has anybody called into the show? Miss Kitty is shaking up and down. I know she wants to scratch her ears because she has these ear mites. She has fleas. I want to get her a flea collar. Somebody who don't even just feeds her, don't even let her come in the house, says that I can't put a flea collar on her because she'll get outside and get into the fence and get the flea collar stuck and she'll die. I don't believe in that. 646-716-8912. Here is me in Orlando at the VA facility, October the 2nd, 2014. 7 questions asked from the media. I asked 3 of the 7 questions. 2 to Robert McDonald, 1 to Representative Jeff Miller.
But my name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Well, thank you.
What branch of service?
I was in the Navy. Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge, due to military sexual trauma. But I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that. And working with the Department of Defense. We have a very good relationship, and we're going to be working hard to do that.
Representative Miller, and everybody has, it's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that, and if you can touch on that.
Well, we're approaching the end of the 113th Congress at this time. We will have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening from within DOD and within the Department of Veterans Affairs to correct what to many was a wrong, and it will take some time in order to do it.
Thank you. With PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans are.
Well, let me tell you what we learned about mental health. We're on the cutting edge of mental health. The research that we do is cutting edge. I was in San Francisco at the medical school this last week, talked to Dr. Stephen Hauser, doing some fundamental research to show the similarities between mental health that comes from military blasts, collisions, the things firefighters and police go through, the things that NHL participants go through, NFL participants. We're making huge advances here, and then that's very important. Separately, we as a society have to get rid of the stigma that mental health is somehow something that is a figment of imagination. It's not. It's real. And what we've learned is that when we get people into mental health clinics, we don't want to have a sign out front that says mental health in neon lights, but rather we want to bring them in through primary care. So we're learning a lot about it, but we need more mental health professionals, and that's why I'm going to medical schools to try to recruit and hire more mental health professionals. May I go to someone else, please?
Yes, please.
Seven, 646-716-8912. 8-9. I tried texting Robert McDonald tonight 10 times. Of course, he told me to give... He tells me to go to that... He gives me the email address. Bob McDonald. Bob.McDonald@VA.gov. Bob.McDonald@VA.gov. Man, my microphone was way down there. Bob McDonald. Bob.McDonald@VA.gov. Now, I asked my dental doctor, the director of dental, Dr. Martin, and I asked her, where does Bob.McDonald@VA.gov go to? And she says it's registered to a nurse in Cleveland. That's where these emails for Bob.McDonald@VA.gov go to. To a registered nurse in Cleveland. Because I've sent several emails to that already. No response. And you wonder why I'm always mad as hell. You know, I'm mad as hell. But what are they going to do? I wish I had these little things to play right here in front of me when I wanted to play them. Senator John McCain, I was going to play that one. But it does. It makes you mad as hell.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Outside a general store, they said, yes, she's been here but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Kentucky rain, but it's the cold Kentucky rain. 646-716-8912. 21 minutes left in this program called Disabled Veteran Radio, in which I play the part of Tom Hanks talking to a gosh damn volleyball. You know, why aren't people pumped up? There are people pumped up to this story. You know, here's the way America thinks, too. People don't like to get pumped up and call or talk or whatever. They just want to like shit. Well, I like it. I like it. I like it. I agree. I like it. What's that going to do, just I liking it and I agreeing to it? Oh, he's good. You know, I guess for the, if you had a million likes or a million, I don't know. I just want to be fully compensated. I want Robert McDonald to do a good job. I'm tired of being mad and pissed off. You know, this is a perfect story that pisses me off. VA chief backs outside medical care as new program falters. Yep, he sent out all these cards, 8.6 million cards, and only 27,000 veterans have made appointments for private medical care. I'm one of them. I try to make an appointment, but I'm not allowed. I'm not allowed to go see an outside dentist to go get a dental implant because the son of a bitches over at Bay Pines and Vizen don't want to let me. It isn't Dr. Martin. She's going by their little protocol that they've told her to. People in the VA that believe what I say and try to help me out to the best of their ability. One is Dr. Martin, the director of dental, who was let go of her duties last year when she tried to approve for me to go to an outside dentist to get a dental implant. Then it got screwed up by Ariel Rodriguez, patient director of patient advocacy, and Bob Goff, the administrator of dental. But she's back, but she's got to follow this protocol where they've developed this dental implant board that you have, that your A1C has got to be below a 7.1, and that you got to pass a smoking test. So I told her that my doctor over at another facility, which is just across the bay, about 30 miles away, called James No Help Haley, that's where Mrs. Fogarty used to be the director of the VA facility there, and Robert McDonald sent her down to Arizona to try to solve that bullshit, and she ain't done a damn thing there either. I mean, I could just keep on going round and round and tell you where they're screwing up, and, you know, I want to say the F word, gosh damn it. Nobody's listening to me. Why not listen to us, the disabled veteran, as the whistleblower? You know, you fire one person, more than likely Robert McDonald will probably end up getting fired, and they'll bring in some other, you know. I don't want to see Robert McDonald get fired. You know, look, he was supposed to talk to Chuck Hagel on October the 6th about getting me fully compensated and other disabled veterans getting, but that's not goddamn happening because he's got his goodie back. He's leaving, and now he got some other stupid son of a bitch by the name of Ashton Carter. another son of a bitch that's controlled on the puppet strings. And he ain't going to do a goddamn thing for us. I'm sorry I'm cussing in this episode. It makes me so goddamn mad that nobody wants to pay attention to disabled veterans like me or anybody else. Settle down, Bill. Settle down. Just settle her down. Go easy on yourself. Ask Robert McDonald to dance with his wife and think about us, goddammit. Here we go for Robert McDonald and his wife. If you're ever listening to this, or somebody, if you're dancing right there, dance this with your wife in the bedroom. Lady in Red on Disabled Veteran Radio. Disabled Veteran Radio, that is for Robert A. McDonald, the VA secretary, and his wife, and whoever else is listening tonight that wanted to dance with their wife. If you're listening to Disabled Veteran Radio now or later on, I don't know where you are. Miss Kitty's now stretching. She's stretching. She's getting off my lap because I've been hollering and screaming this past hour, scared her a couple times. You know, this whole thing has got me so upset, this story. I had some other things I could have played you too. Did you hear about where Robert McDonald was screaming the other day? I think I already played that, yeah. That was in the radio show itself. Thought I might have loaded that up in here. What are you doing, Miss Kitty? Slobbering everywhere? This cat, man, my cat slobbers everywhere. She does. Well, there's only about 10 minutes left. I could cruise over here to Yahoo, tell you what's going on over there. You know, here we go. Congratulations. You received 2 thumbs up to your VA chief back reply. You received 2 thumbs up, 2 thumbs up. I'd like to receive money in my PayPal account to help me get some more. Put some more radio programs on the air, you know, buy some time on an FM radio station. You know, are you a disabled veteran who's a venture capitalist who'd like to invest in buying an FM radio station so we can put some programs on there, talk about disabled veterans issues, do some, you know, debates, play some music, help people out, solve issues, do some comedy, frustration. Whether it's about the suicide prevention bill, you know. It just makes me so mad. Played Ragged Old Flag the other day. Patsy Cline, you know. I could do that. It's another slow one. Would you like to dance another slow one? Because they do call the disabled veteran crazy. He's crazy. You know, he got a grease gun stuck up his ass. We're gonna label him crazy. He's mental. We're not gonna fully compensate him because he should have been diagnosed with PTSD on the date of discharge. We're gonna give him a personality disorder, misdiagnosed, like we did thousands of other disabled veterans. We're gonna keep screwing and screwing and screwing the disabled veterans. We're gonna keep on telling the Congress and the Senate that we need more goddamn money. That's the VA. We need more money. Wait a minute. If you want to work for the VA, you better have on your goddamn resume that you're unaware or you don't know. If you have that on your resume, I don't know or unaware, you'll have a goddamn job in the VA. Also, if you want to dress up as Barbara, as a woman, you can have a job in the VA. You know? I'll talk at a fetish convention. I hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime. I hope it is not even thought of. That one day that there would be a president who dresses up as a woman. It tried to happen down here in Largo, Florida on the city council. It didn't happen. Bob, who wanted to dress up as Barbara and work on the city council, it didn't happen. Now, I'm not saying that I hate transgender people, but I don't think that it's going to work out. Where somebody of some power or being an authority. Private First Class Manning, this guy gives away America's secrets, and the Veterans Administration pays for this son of a bitch to have a sex change. It's just crazy. Slow dance with your partner now if you're listening to Disabled Veteran Radio. If you're cussing and ranting and raving and you just want to be easy now, well, they're calling us crazy. It's Patsy Cline, crazy on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. Crazy for feeling so blue. I love me as long as you want it. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering what in the crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving.
My name is Bill Apgar. I'm an independent journalist and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service, Bill.
Thank you.
What branch of service?
I was in the Navy. Served a year and 3 months. Got out on an honorable discharge due to military sexual trauma, but I was given a personality disorder. My question is, all those veterans that missed out on VA benefits for years that were given a personality disorder now are given PTSD. Are you, as the new secretary, going to help them get fully compensated for being wrongly misdiagnosed?
You may have read the Department of Defense announcement that those files would be looked at again. I'm meeting Monday with Secretary Hagel, and we're going to start going through that and working with the Department of Defense. We have a very good relationship, and we're going to be working hard to do that.
Representative Miller and everybody has, it's a bill that's been sitting there in the subcommittee for well over a year, and that's H.R. 975, the Mental Health Review Act. I was wondering if you're aware of that and if you can touch on that.
Either one of you. We're approaching the end of the 113th Congress at this time. We will have a couple of more hearings. It's not scheduled for a hearing this Congress. However, I'm aware of the issue as well, and I see activity happening from within DOD and within the Department of Veterans Affairs to correct what to many was a wrong, and it will take some time in order to do it.
Thank you. With PTSD, why are some veterans labeled as mental? Like, for instance, the military sexual trauma disabled veteran, he's now labeled as mental. You know, the sexual traumatized victims of Penn State, the sexual traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans are.
Let me tell you what we've learned about mental health. We're on the cutting edge of mental health. The research that we do is cutting edge. I was in San Francisco at the medical school this last week, talked to Dr. Stephen Hauser, doing some fundamental research to show the similarities between mental health that comes from military blasts, collisions, the things firefighters and police go through, the things that NHL participants go through, NFL participants. We're making huge advances here, and that's very important. Separately, we as a society have to get rid of the stigma that mental health is somehow something that is a figment of imagination. It's not. It's real. And what we've learned is that when we get people into mental health clinics, we don't want to have a sign out front that says mental health in neon lights, but rather we want to bring them in through primary care. So we're learning a lot about it, but we need more mental health professionals, and that's why I'm going to medical schools to try to recruit and hire more mental health professionals. May I go to someone else, please?
Yes, please.
May I go to someone else, please? Because he was pissed off at me asking questions, Robert A. McDonald was. He's referring to disabled veterans with mental health issues. I've listened to this piece over and over again. He refers to disabled veterans that suffer from mental health issues or trauma of the brain to like NHL players and NFL players who have head-on collisions and suffer brain injuries. Excuse me, Mr. Robert A. McDonald. NFL players and NHL players know what they're getting into, and that's why they get paid millions and millions of dollars. A disabled veteran knows what could happen. A disabled veteran knows what can happen and gives up his life and doesn't get a goddamn thing in return, you stupid son of a bitches. If you can help me keep disabled veteran on the air, get it on an FM radio station here in Florida, log into my website and donate. Bill Apgar, A as in apple, P as in Paul, G as in grapefruit, A as in apple, R as in radio. My telephone number is 727-678-1219. That is my cell phone number. I look forward to hearing from you. And all the best. May God bless. Sorry I cussed and rant and raved. And I hope that VA Secretary Robert A. McDonald can get me fully compensated and other disabled veterans fully compensated and help me to go see an outside doctor and an outside dentist and an outside massage therapist. Thanks a lot for listening.
Drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers.